Okay, good evening, everybody. So we're still discussing, Chofetz Chaim is elaborating why in the world, I made up the case, but based on his principles, if you have a neighbor, he's a righteous Jew, an Er L'Chayid, honest, dependable, and you have $150,000 in the bank, and his business is collapsing, or he can't afford to pay his medical bills, or his kids getting married, he asks you for $10,000, and sign a document, if you have to sign a document, stars with Edom, give you a collateral. There's no reason not to give your neighbor the money. We're not talking about a stranger, we're not talking about somebody who's not dependable, we're not talking about somebody who needs the money for themselves, for their own mortgage, their own payments. Why in the world are you not giving him a life support to help an honest, caring, good person? Why would you not do that? And we discussed at length and elaborated that you're the biggest beneficiary by giving. And when you give to others, you get bracha, you get shmira, you get protection, you reward in this world, the next world. Why would you not give it? And we've been going through some of the reasons. So tonight, we're going to talk about stingy people. People who are close-fisted people, and people who are negative. People who have a negative angle towards others, and that's the reason that even though their neighbor is somebody they know, they just can't give them the money. They're so self-centered, they don't have what to give because of all of this, being nervousness and all kinds of other things or lack of knowledge, or thinking, let other people do it, or I don't want my name to get out there. But tonight we're going to talk about a stingy person, or a tzara'an, person who's jaundiced, so to speak. There are those, the reason they don't do this gemilas chasam, and this acts of kindness, is because they meet a tzara'ayin. They're not toiva, they're not good, they have a negative eye. Right? It literally means narrow. They view everything very narrowly. Sheish b'mahinu. They can't allow other people to benefit from their resources, their money. The Talmud says in Soita 47b, when it became abundant, those who have sar ayin, negative eye, stingy, miserly, have those who only care about making money for themselves. Rabu, what happened is concurrently, mamati, the people who close their hearts, the koifsi adayim, people who close their hands to lend. The avro mashikasu b'Torah, they transgress what the Torah said. He shamer lecha, be careful. Penya davar im levavcha b'li'al. Hey, lest your heart be wayward. In that case, it's talking about you won't give loans when it closes to Shemitah, even though people are going to lose their houses, starve to death, be sickly. It's a tremendously negative character trait. If a person's hard-hearted, the closed fists, stingy and miserly, it allows them, it brings them to Meniyam et Staka, blocks them from being able to do charity, acts of kindness. V'gamoneas atzmo, and therefore, at the same time, blocks them from Hashem's mercy and compassion. Chemla v'rachman. V'oitim azno mezaka stal. You close your ears to the cries of the poor. Your Hashem closes, so to speak, his ears to you. And even it can literally be a murderer, lead to death. The Amrina, as the Gemara says, also in Sota, a few blot earlier, Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about the case of a person who leaves a town and he gets killed on the road and he will offer the Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, says Rabbi Shimon Levi, was bought. Of course, the case where the person dies in the city and they break the calf's neck, and it's a kapara for the city. Why does this happen? Bishul tzari ayin. those who have a negative, jaundiced view of the world. Shneamar, ve'anu ve'anu yadeinu, they will say, people of the city, our hands will shafkos Saddam azet. We didn't kill this person who got killed in the road. We didn't see the whole thing. We found him dead. We didn't do it. It wasn't us. Also, if there's a king, the elders go ahead and go ahead and have this confession. A bunch of gedalim, tzaddikim, righteous people. Will you ever suspect them of being murderers, going on the street, militias, gangs, ruffians, just kill people? So why would you have to even say this? It's like, it's so credulous. El lobat liadenu, what they're really saying is, this person did not come to us on the way out of the city, and we left him dry without food, provisions for the way. Those days you were traveling the roads, there wasn't gas stations with. Today, you can go to certain cities, and there's abundance of kosher food. You can, in places like Lakewood, you can get coffees, and you can get flea shakes, you can have milk in the gas station, you get anything you want. I'm not joking, by the way. It's like you have parts, parts in the gas station. It's multiple. Quite a few. You can get all kinds of hashir, all kinds of stuff. It wasn't like that. You weren't traveling, left the cities. There was nothing. There's no food. There's no water. There wasn't a Jewel or an Acme or anything like that either. Right? Or a Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. Nothing on the way. But and you're going to see, this person's going to see, someone else is going to have food, going to try to grab it. And he'll get killed. Right? So you see here that you would have been liable if you send this guy off on the road and you send them with no food, no provisions, and they get killed because of that, it's on your head. To the extent that Sanhedrin, rabbis, you could have prevented this, you're liable. Or anybody, parents, friends, siblings, neighbor, co-worker, you could help the person and you don't, and they do something dumb and reckless, you're culpable to an extent. Somebody needs your help, and this person has a terrible character trait of tzar ayin, of being miserly and stingy and negative. This guy dies. Torah calls this miser a murderer. At some level, they murder the person; they're culpable. V'chazal ginu es hamida hara'a hazay al mo'id, and the sages really. Talked about how reprehensible this is. V'am kol hanene mitzar ayin. If a person doesn't want to give to, and a person is so stingy, don't take anything from it, because it's literally, sometimes you do get from them and it bothers them and they're not happy and it's, it comes at, they're also, right? So it says, al tilchem es lechem ayin. Don't take the lechem, the bread of a person who's a miser and stingy. And don't drink his food either, because I'll say, oh, go take, eat and drink, but his heart's not with you. Doesn't want to give it to you. Maybe he was embarrassed. Maybe whatever the reason he gave it to you, he couldn't say no because you're a relative, but he didn't want to give it to you. This people don't do for me. But that claw, and in general, Ish tzar ayin who borech midas racham gamra. These such people, miserless, they're not thinking about anybody but themselves. Kol koicho, they all care about is their own personal wealth, their pensions, their stock portfolio, their vacations. Right? They're not thinking about yener, another person. Their head, their heart is about them, and not about others. Not like the Nefesh HaChaim says. In the Hakdama, in its introduction, Rabbi Itzla Mivolozhin, the great Rosh Hashiva Volozhin, quoted his father, Chaim Volozhin, the great disciple, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, used to say, Loi la'atzmo nivra. We're not created for ourselves. No, the opposite is a miser, a stingy person. Everything about is about himself or herself. their whole essence is about himself or herself. They don't care about anybody else. It's all about them and their what their needs are. V'lo yishal kli l'shum adam, the person's not going to lend his vessels or stuff to anybody. Caution, not mos, guilt. Guilt, I'm not going to give my guilt to others. My hard earned. I went to serious schooling and work hard for my money, and I want to enjoy my money. I'm not going to give that to anybody. That person thinks. Sometimes they'll give money, well, because maybe they'll get honored. They'll get the name in the paper, maybe, or there's a business deal. And of course, the honor is for personal gain also. It's something that the person, I can care less about the person starving to death. Sometimes these Hollywood stars, like they put the whole thing, they gave $1 million. People are push up billionaires. I know people worth 20 million, 30 million, give me $1 million. Not give every year, obviously, but they give. They're not looking to put their name in all the newspapers. And they're giving for the people who need, or the organization that needs to build a yeshiva, to build a maaser haTorah. These people give $1 million, it's all about the press release. They have agents releasing, they're worth billions. $1 million to save whatever, and so-and-so, Gloria, whatever, Tyler, Gary, whatever these people are. They literally, with all kinds of hachrazas, announcements, press releases, and they can give two hoots about the suffering people or whatever, but they care a lot about their image, their social media image. Now they can be Wikipedia, and they can say, this person gave $1 million to so-and-so on Wikipedia. Can add that to the portfolio. And all of the people can clap, yay. But they don't care of the person. Now there are exceptions. I'm not saying every person's like that, but a lot of it's like that. So stingy people won't give unless they have some great benefit for them. Because it's all about them. Upa'amim, times, because they're so miserly, they care so much about their own money. They don't care how much benefit they'll get. They'll even do ribbis. If you want money, I'll give you all. You have to have a loan with ribbis, interest. This person, Shlomo Melech, wisest of all men, said in Mishlei and Proverbs, Nival lahayin, a guy just cares about acquiring more and more. Ish ra'ayin, the person with a negative eye. V'lo yeda ki ches rivon, doesn't realize they're going to be, his person is going to be missing out. He's digging his own grave, so to speak. Aba isif ha-tanchuma parshas bahar, the marriage tanchuma says in parshas bahar, nival lahon, what does that mean, nival lahon? Is that Amal v'mas ribbis? It gives a friend. We're not talking about banks with heter iskas, with legal documents, or corporations, or your neighbor. Okay, I'll lend you the money. 18% interest. Almost like a credit card. Not even 5% interest. You can't just give for free. Not because I can use the money, get interest, and then the 6-month CD, I have $150,000 in the bank making money, or $1,500,000 in the bank, or $5 million in the bank. I can't lose the understand the interest rate now is 3% maybe. Can get a lot of money with my CD. I'll charge you 3% interest. Shalom Rebis. Interest. Shunivel Asher just thinks of what he's missing out for those few weeks or months that's not in the CD or the bank or the Kvar Kasa Bechinach Besifra. The Sefer Chinach says, Kinez Akilis, the attribute of miserliness, is mechitzel barzel, is an iron wall, beino, between the miser and bracha, and blessing, beino ben bracha, gamei sumel atzmo rachmei shamayim, such a person takes away from themselves Shem's mercy, Moshe Amru Chazal, as they just tell us, ala pasuk v'nas lecha rachamim. You are rachamim, v'rechamcha, and you'll have mercy. Call merachim alabrius, person who has mercy on others, Shem has mercy on them. Call she'enu merachim alabrius, person who does not have mercy on others, e'm rachim alav mineshma, Shem does not have mercy on them. Gam amru chazal, sages of chazal tell us, such a Talmud tell us, dal shiva dvram negayim ba'am, there are 7 averas, 7 things, that are causative, that can cause spiritual leprosy in the guy to come. Ve'echam, and one of them, everyone knows Lashon Hara. Everyone knows Lashon Hara. And that's thanks to the same author, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was mefarsim, publicized a tremendous detrimental reality to saying Lashon Hara, slandering. And of course, we know that it's Lashon Hara is for the main reason, as the Mishnah and the Gayim and the Talmud says. But it's also, another way, is Tzar Ayin. Shayna Tzara Bachir, who think very narrowly, negatively, or care less about callousness, to others. Say, Mahana Shechina, Caleb, you want to lend your neighbor, you know, a blender, let alone $10,000. You know, they ask you for some eggs. I don't need the eggs, maybe I want eggs for breakfast. Such people, by the way. Hocher Chabayis, we know that Nagayim, the spiritual energy, could affect the house to even be destroyed. When the Nagayim could actually force a house to be demolished. Then can be Aminu in our time. Of course, saying it's about 140 years ago. In our days, in our time, where Hashem took away Nagayim. There's no such thing as Nagayim today on our house, not the main type of Nagayim. Of a Malcolm, nevertheless, a person who's Tzar Ayin, instead of getting a guy in the spiritual leprosy, gets Me'ira, cursed, Nishtalach, Benachasav. His possessions, or so to speak, have no bracha. V'yard le'kilyan, it can go to destruction. If Hashem cares about a person, obviously, if it's a world, there are certain people that get their whole reward in this world, but for a person who has a next world, Hashem can literally punish them in this world in order to give them the next world. And their possessions get damaged or destroyed. Batam do mida mida. Why is a person who's negative, their property, gets destroyed? Mida b'mida tilafishu tzar ayin, because this person is tzar ayin. Vein writes the lasus shum chesed v'rachamim im chaver. Doesn't want to help the person, their friend at all. To benefit from them, gam on the chasav, also on their possessions, shere karechadin, a gamar belushim chasakal. Even the person's earthly material possessions lack rachamim. Umel muchroch, and therefore what happens is there's destruction. There is everything. We need bracha and blessing. With everything, the isa of psikta, the measures of the psikta of Khan, one of the Rishonim say, ma'isa of echad, a ma'isa that happened with one person, shall nechasim harbe. He had many possessions. Vayisa nafsho ra'a, and he was a evil, so to speak, wicked, miserly. V'lo nasin staka, never gave a pruta, not a penny to start to charity, nothing. Pam achas nishtata. One time he became insane, lost it, became woo, cuckoo. He took fire and burnt his own house. You know, you see some people, I know, I've seen it, they destroy their own house, literally. They lose it. They blow a fuse, temper tantrum, and they can do something so crazy. The person burned their house. In his rage or in his insane moment, took all his gold and silver and threw it into the sea. Not their card, he took an axe and broke all his barrels with his wines and beverages. And why did all of this happen? Why the matter is why this person goes so nuts? The absolute opposite of what any normal human being would do. Ali shall keep it as Hashem ad shahoncha alav. Right? Hashem so say. Made him snap like this because he had no honor for Hashem with all his possessions, right? He destroyed his spiritual home, he destroyed his physical home. V'cheina v'cheina nisba sibos la'isha kilu tzar ayin. A miser, a person doesn't give a pruta, doesn't care, doesn't do chesed, doesn't help, does nothing for nobody. Doesn't want to stack or with his money. Or chesed with his time. These such things happen. Again, sometimes the person gets the worst thing. The worst thing is to reward everything in this world. You get nothing for eternity. Sometimes Hashem punishes very often in this world, so you get you clean for the world, the ultimate world. But who wants that? You want bracha in this world. And you lose your ability to do more in this world. To do more in this world. V'yisa b'yalka, and some people are broken completely. V'yisa b'yalka, a Medrash says, Medrash, Yalkut Shimon, which is a compilation of Midrashim. Have Izar, Shulay Tim Narachim, be very careful. Don't hold back with mercy. Shukomaner Rachamim, anybody who doesn't have Rachamim, mercy, is Makish L'Avodah Zarah, is compared to a person with Avodah Zarah. Upoirek, okay, then I will show Upoirek. Malchus Shamayim Me'alav. They take off the yoke of heaven. Because they don't think about Hashem. If you thought about Hashem, you'd help his children. You think about all the mitzvahs Hashem says, Chesed Rachamim. So it must be a person who doesn't have Rachamim, mercy, doesn't think about Hashem. He's not doing Hashem once. And he's not emulating Hashem, right? Mahu Rachum, just Hashem is mercy. So you to wish for Hashem, Hashem Kel, right? Rachum Echarun, right? Well, Hashem is merciful and compassionate. So a person who has no rachamim, no mercy, is obviously an idolater. And they take away upayrech malcha shamayim olav. They remove the yoke of heaven from themselves. Shinamar b'li'al, they call without a god. B'li'ol, they have no all. U'bi'ur shekili kol b'tchoinu rachamonu, all you care about is your mammon. You don't only care about your money, your possessions, your comfort, and not about Hashem. V'atayr his hero, and the Torah warns us about this, don't make gods of gold and silver for yourself. Not to have mercy on a broken person, on a needy person. That itself is a terrible sin. See what it says by in Shmuel Beis and Samuel Beis. The whole story of David and Bathsheba, the Talmud says, you really didn't sin, and there's a get, and all, whatever it was, but for David, it was considered a very egregious thing, even though he didn't technically sin. And there was David's on a way higher level, and there's a lot of cosmic things behind this, but on a simple level, David messed up. And Nasan, Hanavi, comes to him, and because he took Bathsheba as his wife, who's a married lady, in theory, had been married, got into the get, was supposed to be remarried, whatever, he says, this person had one little kevish achad, right? One simple thing. And you, David HaMelech, right? And you are wealthy. You take it. You take what belongs to him. If a golden is to Gilo, so right? He raised this one little shepsula, one little sheep, and he fed it and gave it the thing, and you stole it. Right? You stole it. But Pasuk David, he said, Chai, ki ben mamas ase, right? He said, I'm a guilty person. I get it. I didn't have mercy. Now, mispar sham bekra, yira the ikar ha'inish ansul misa. The main reason that he was chai misa is that shelo chamal ani didn't have mercy on the poor because he stole. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim in the footnote says over here. Just talks about how, well, she well, probably this next week because he quotes the Zohar. Let's see, maybe. When a person doesn't have mercy, it brings toma and negativity. This is serious stuff. It's important to know this. And just to look at the whole story of David Bathsheba, how much parts was it? He took away the chesed. From a husband. Pamished these damage we should kill it to ein levad shuba'atzma in a right silachmo lachos al ishanelav. And sometimes it's so bad that majlis and negative eye that you don't even want to have mercy on him. Gamkin, and by the way, you don't care just about you. You tell your friends, don't give him. Why should you give? Use your money, go on vacation, Hawaii, Japan, he's less expensive, let him. Go to let him not come to our city. Go to a different city. Tell his friends, listen, keep the money here. We have don't want any giving him. If you give him money, he's gonna come back again. If he gets no money in the whole city, or he won't come back and straight them all, he won't come back and say, So you go tell him, the guy, this miser starts telling his friends, Mamash like stone, don't do this. And the Shoinim, a Gana Komashi Asa Behepcho, in the country, no, none of the mercy, you hate him, you make fun of him, you mock him. You're coming here, go back to your own house, get out of here. Right? Why don't you get a good job? Like, you know, why are you, what are you coming in? And so this is what it says in Avos, Lo Yiten, V'lo Yinu Acher. I'm not going to give, I'm not going to give others. I think I'm going to try to finish, not that long. Well, the fun is Skarbala means a kilos kokak. Sometimes the person is such a miser. Now, this is real spitz. This is real crazy. This guy is such a miser. I'm sure I met, not many, but some people like this. They can't even spend money on themselves. They don't even forget to get staka or kindness. They don't take care of themselves. They don't put money in the bank. They don't help anybody. It's all about not even them. Their own craziness. So tight fisted. It's all about the money. They don't take care of their own self again. Ve'ish kazeh amar kasef. Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, Yeshua is a real sicko, a real sick person. Isha Yitel Elohim Hashem gives him Isha wealth, possessions, honor, and he can't even eat from it, can't even enjoy it. Ha'ish kazeh shev koyach straf, this is the Yitzhara, this is the Zer. Zer says, comes as koyach straacher. Parshish Basalach. What is it saying? This is translated over here. Okay, I'm about to translate. There's a sick evil as a Nazik evil. A Levadai, Zara says, Yeshuach is a really sick evil. From the left side, we're not going to get into all the Kabbalistic things over here. His din, so to speak, his judgment comes into there. It goes out to the world. It goes like this hole. Again, this does not mean literal. This is Kabbalistic right now. The Basar Denafke, when this negative judgment, which is created spiritually from sins and Hashkacha Ayona, divine things, there's a lot of deep concepts, not what we're doing tonight. So it goes out to the world. It breaks through this hole and goes to the world. It goes to people. Cholchad Iker Ra. And all that it's negative, it's evil when it goes out. Now, when it wants to give Alilas Dram, but Inasha wants to give libel, punish, hold accountable people, it's a choila. It's a sick. So it's evil and it causes sickness. Why is it? What's a sickness? It goes to the people who are stingy, miserly. Asin gabay staka gabay. When a gabay staka collecting for the yeshiva, collecting for the shul, collecting for the poor, collecting for whatever, it comes to knocking at the door. You tell him, I'm not giving you anything. Amalei lo timi didach. Right? I'm not go give take your go ask other people. Yeah, don't ask me. Asin misikene himakas. People come. Other people call it, now he is himself needs to use his own money, right? Machas piade, because the natural achra. I need these for later, for other things. I mean, you only show barnash who choyle gets sick. Kai shchimera. You ever see a sick person, they can't eat, they can't drink, there's no appetite, they pasha can't take care of themselves. They're so off, it's the moral calibration. Is just so off that they can't even eat or drink, or physically they're so off. That's a sick evil. Ushtomo Malka Tzava B'chachmasa, and Shlomo cried and screamed about this. Isha Shayitlo Elkim, Hashem gave a person wealth, possessions, honor, right? And they're not allowing to eat it. Dehu Hamele Rav Achaba Kushibuk Shota Alev Tavra Tchus Ade Echerbe. Right, because when this rock comes on him, if he would have been good to others, he'd be good to himself. But you don't care about others, you don't care about anyone else, so that this rock comes on him. This person literally dies of starvation. they don't take care of themselves. This guy's wealth was for a bad. He didn't use it for any good. He didn't take care of himself even. By the way, even if you take care of yourself physically, if you have money or possessions or health or a cup or brain to help or body, you're starving yourself for eternity. He's not saying that, I'm saying that. Man ba'alav, the achra, the yaris lama lo zachra achra, the mehav ba'alav, bin the hayam reis v'gan kachi achra la sabay ra, zachra ba'alav the usro. Right, and now it says, somebody else will get your wealth. Somebody else will get your possessions. Okay, so achra ka'odam. Person should distance themselves in midos, tzar ayin, for this mid of tzar ayin, of a negative, v'yarga atzim v'choyam of accompany yourself to be every day, be good, look to do good. So don't be stingy. Of course, sometimes you have to give people only a dollar, you can't afford it, or sometimes you don't have money, but you give a smile, it's also a chesed. And if you meet people, you're kind, and if someone asks you for a favor, if you could do it, do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it, but when you could, look for it, think how lucky I am. Baruch Hashem, believe commits a chama, and of course, always have compassion and mercy and have compassion for your own soul, for your own neshama. Kadesh Yachma, people should have compassion and mercy to you. Come on, the Amrei Tiva Shem Atayim, and spend time and think constantly. Shahamoy Shinas Nashem Yisparach. Loibishu Levada Nitzan Lo, El Shiasakam Kan Staka Vechesim Emuna, Staka Vechesim with your possessions. Kmo Shinavi Lekamim Maksuvim Amrei Chazal, Vaz Toivlo Baze Uvaba. Be good for you in this world and in the next world. This is a quick, the footnote says as follows. Brings down in Svarim Kadeshim, Holy Svarim, i.e. Kabbalistic Svarim. Shiyasim ha'odale, think about it, contemplate, cogitate the following thing. Im la'achar pitirasa, after 120 plus years, person dies. Yinu l'mal b'yala sefer Torah k'nai, give you a sefer Torah to hold. And they're going to ask a person about, did you keep the Sefer Torah? Did what? Hey, Shmuel, Baruch, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, David. Hey, did you do it? Here's the Torah. Did you do it? Every mitzvah. Bavada, you ask the mitzvah, ki amuch achicha, your friend who is suffering, needs a loan, need help, when the yeshiva, Amish, Yiddish kinder, Jewish kids needed Jewish education, needed help. A city with no Erev, maybe people, there's no Erev. Right? A mikvah, whatever it is. If you know what a mikvah is for a shtat, whatever it is. Guy knocks on the door, he's crying, he can't afford, he's going to lose his more house. You have the money. You have the money, plenty of it. You didn't do it. We wanted a loan, back to our case, $10,000. Save his business, his shalom bias, marital harmony. And he asks you, did you do it? What are you going to answer? If you ask this girl, basically, what do you mean? It's open up and see less time in this place. Right? You're sitting in your house, enjoying, sitting back, having a nice full course meal, comfortable chairs. It depends where you are, maybe a little heat, maybe a little air conditioning, I don't know, it depends on your city. Okay, you sit in a comfortable chair, right? Nice ambiance, comfortable, and with lots of food, a beautiful home, nice furniture. Oh, Hashem! Az, Baba Laila Ischani Alecha. You get a knock on the door or a ring on the phone. She having tchil bala bais v'koshes tachnum in person says, I need a loan. I need $10,000, my business. My business is being lost. Anything as a security. Secure loan. Your neighbor now, your trusted Erlich neighbor comes out today. And you say immediately, have a thought. I can't loan to you. Sorry. Go to someone else. No, can't help you. Even think of the person. You just shut him down right away. And he leaves tzibrachim and broken. You didn't even think. Before he came knocking on your door, it wasn't, it's no neighbor, no friend, who are normal. There are people who are schnurs, like they're professional, just ask for everything, but more normal people we're talking about over here. if you don't just go knock at the door, ask you the $10,000 loan. He talks to his wife for a few days. Should I ask? Should I not ask? What do you think? Imelech, oy love. And I'm so embarrassed. I'm such a pride, proud person. I'm a good person. I'm not going to go a day. It's too embarrassing to go a day. I'll go at night. Come chashev, and I can think of how I can secure the loan. What guarantee can I make? So it should be good for in front of so-and-so. And I thought about the things of the hour. What's a good hour before mincha, after Myrav, after dinner? When's it going to be? The Atta. And now, not after all this contemplation, cogitation, cheshbon nefesh, and talking and nervousness. You didn't even give the guy a chance. B'lis shuv l'yishuv adas. B'ragad achisa oisa b'shtei yadayim. Pushed him out b'shtei yadayim. Loimer I efshi. L'moyis v'shal, I can't help you. Can't help you. V'az nishbar libo v'kirbo k'cheres ha'nishbar. You broke the person. V'shav l'veisa v'boishis v'klima. Goes home, humiliated, embarrassed. V'hine koydim shechaz l'beiso. Before he goes home, Hayim etzapim olov. Banav v'breiso. All waiting, maybe there's hope. Save the business, kinder, maybe we have some supper tonight. He comes back with empty hands. Yashvu kulam lufchos. Everyone starts to cry. V'amru ma ye achir. Say, what's going to be? Ma ye safena. What's going to be the end? Halanigva barav kulano. We're going to starve. V'ayidi v'chiyasam sha'al sa'az lamarom. Nizgaber az kayach hadin. There's a tremendous judgment at that moment. This guy did not have a business or a food. I'm talking about a $10,000 loan over here. Right? It helped hurt the family's finance. They lost the store. They lost the business. They got sick. Right? And now you're coming in for eternal judgment. You're sitting up there in Shemayim. Sitting up there is Shemayim. And they're going to say, look what you did to this family. You had the $10,000 in the bank. He had a security. And you just pushed him out without even thinking about it. What are you asking us for mercy? You had zero mercy on this person. And at that moment, says the Chafetz Chaim, the judgment is tremendous. Right? You had no mercy on this person. I'm not going to have Kosh Baruch Hu says the Beis Shemal has no mercy to do. Right? When that poor person came to that date for the loan, you know who was with him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with that poor person. Le'amina Evan. He said, Da, Misha Omer, Mir Nois Nechaskacha. And if this person, you get reward. And if he wouldn't give, no. Amar, it would punish. Lo Shia Mishayf Tinasho. Think about the tzaras of Adal. Allah mashamra kasur ashri maskil. You think about it. Now it could be you can't give a lot. You can't give a lot of stuff. That's possible. But think about the Adal. And then biyom ra'a imalteo Hashem. And on the day of judgment, day of ra'a, when everything's in line, Hashem will save you. Hashem will spare you. You have mercy. Hashem will have mercy on you. I think that's the fourth reason. Yes, the fourth reason of the five. Why a person wouldn't give this charity, this loan I've been talking about. Next time, we'll discuss reason number five, which is Pashe Atzlus, laziness. Okay, we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem after the constant.